It's time for JT the Brick.
I love you, JT. You're a very honest person, and you have never shied away from the truth.
Here we go again.
Do it, do it. All hands on deck. I'm coming to get you. Bring the energy that I bring. Do something. Get out of the soft zone. I won't waste your time. Your time is valuable to me. I don't hold back on anything. We're doing our job. As I often say, Raider Nation, unite. This would be a good time to pretend you're all in.
Man, do I sound Mr. Wonderful and optimistic, huh?
JT the Brick.
I'm done with. We got to clean it up. Done. Clean it up is over. It's put up or shut up week. There are no rules here. Bobby insists, no rules.
That's kind of a hostile work environment for me.
Is it too soft? I'm salty. I'm pissed off.
But I want to see some violence.
The wolves are at the door. This is it. You got me? This is it. Let's stop this. Let's get to work and do your job.
And now.
Let's go.
Here's JT the Brick.
Out of the gate. JT, as we open it up and we are ready to go. We are rolling today on the flagship of the Silver and Black, Raider Nation Radio, 9:20 a.m. And as I put out on the Facebook page, yes, Bobby, Bobby and I are on Facebook, JT the Brick on Facebook. My other Facebook account is for me, my real name, and that's for my nieces and nephews for their Holy Communion pictures and their ice cream sundaes. My niece is 16 today. My wife's sister's daughter, 16. So I wished her a happy sweet 16 on my real Facebook account, which I don't invite others who are not in my family. So I have JT the Brick on Facebook, and we put out the tweet to remind everyone around the country that every day you can hear this show all over the globe on the app, the Raiders mobile app, and it's fantastic. We're brought to you by PT's. They fuel the monologue. They got a big event coming up, and they got William Carlson, March 15th, 6:30, Sierra Gold on 215 and South Jones. That's going to be great. The sold-out meet and greet, but I think some of our listeners are going to find their way in, wink, wink, with some prize packages and all that. So PT's fuels the monologue as they head into the weekend here. It's going to be a big weekend. Last night I was on the 3rd Street stage, one of the MCs for the rugby event. What a crowd. Woo! I mean, I've stood in front of 60,000 fans at Raider games. I've been in front of some big crowds in my life with a microphone. That was a memorable one. A lot of fans from Australia. A lot of fans from Australia who never knew me and heard my name ever and still don't know me. But they were out there cheering, man, for their rugby. Rugby this weekend at Allegiant Stadium. NASCAR on Sunday. As Jeff Motley and the crew over there, we thank them so much for the great job that they do. And I'll be out there on Sunday. Can't wait. Looking forward to the drive from the 215 in Summerlin. Way out on the 215 till it ends and connects with the 15. Pull right in and go see some NASCAR, one of our two races. That, to me, is a big weekend. That's a great sports weekend. As the Raiders are in their offseason, the Golden Knights lost a close one on the road. They were down 3-0, 4-2, lost 5-4. They tied it up at 4-4. Great effort. Unbelievable effort. They could have got blown out 7-1 in that game in Boston. And as we predicted, the Boston fans were going to go nuts, and they did. I watched the highlights of the game when I got back from the rugby event last night, and it looked to be a hard place to win in Boston last night. Way to go, VGK. There's no such thing as a good loss. Unless you play in overtime and lose in hockey, you get a point. But if you lose a game and you don't get a point, there's nothing to celebrate. But I'm celebrating the fact that VGK showed a lot of heart, tremendous amount of heart, to get back into that game, and that's where we're going. All right, so the big topic today is Jaden Daniels. I don't know if you watched Oprah back in the day, but everybody watched Oprah. So don't tell me you didn't watch Oprah. I don't care if you're a grandmother or you're 20 years old. Everybody watched Oprah. And when Oprah became rich and she became a multimillionaire on her way to becoming a billionaire, every year she would do her big things thing, her special things, whatever she called it, and she'd give away cars. And then they made bits about her on Saturday Night Live, another show, because she'd go, you get a car, and you get a car. Oh, you get a car. And she'd throw car keys into the crowd. And these housewives would lose their bleeping mind. I mean, they'd cry. They'd have tears, and they'd be catching car keys. You get a car. You get a car. Then you look under your seat, and then Oprah would give you an iPad, and then Oprah would give you a vacation. You get a vacation. You get a vacation. That's what happened today at the Combine. You get a quarterback. You get a quarter. Oh, you get a quarterback too. Everybody wants our quarterback. Jaden Daniels is our quarterback. You know it. I just said it. The coach is saying it. Everybody wants Jaden Daniels. He was in the locker room for the cigar party. He's everywhere. I'm not tipping my hand. Back in the day, in the early 2000s, there was a Raider employee who they'd give me the draft pick, you know, 40 seconds before the pick. And I wouldn't jump. You know, I'd kind of have fun with it, but I'd have it on my phone. I knew who the pick was, but it'd be 40 seconds before the pick. It wasn't a day before the pick. No one knew. So everybody knows that we want Jaden Daniels. Everyone. Every GM, every fan, Jaden Daniels knows. And we got to find a way to get him. And it's going to be expensive. But everything in life's expensive. Do you know why people are moving by the thousands upon thousands a month to Nevada from California? Because it's less expensive than California. Now, you can spend all your California money here if you want to upgrade a house, but you can sell your $3 million house in California and move into a 1.2 in Vegas, downsize it and not have an upstairs, and look out on the strip and have a golf club membership. It's pretty cheap. That's why people are moving here. If you want to go get a quarterback, you got to give up something. And what I've said from day one is Caleb Williams, you have to give up three first-round picks, and then for Jaden Daniels, I believe in Drake May, it'll be two. That's what I've said, and I've interviewed everybody on this broadcast, and they've pretty much told you the same thing. But Jaden Daniels could be going up, up, up in price, because reports today out of the combine were the Washington Commanders might like Jaden Daniels over Drake May. Now, remember that I think Caleb Williams is head and shoulders better than them all. He's Mahomes' Andrew Luck. He is. He's John Elway. He's Peyton Manning of his time. So in order to get him, the interesting thing is the Commanders, he grew up in that area, Maryland, D.C., and I think that's where he wants to play the most. I think Caleb Williams would like to play for the Commanders, Magic Johnson, Bob Myers, a brand new owner. Oh, it's good to have a brand new owner. We're lucky to have Mark Davis because Mark never gets in the way of money. Mark Davis will put on a rock concert. He'll offer anybody, coaches, what's your price, players will bring in. So don't ever complain about Mark Davis. He's done more for you financially. He wants to win more than you, believe me. And Mark gets out of the way and doesn't say, no, I don't have the money to do it. But the Commanders got new money, and they want to make a splash, and they're coming off Daniel Snyder. So if they want to move up from 2 to 1, follow me here. They want to go from 2 to 1. They got to give up 3 first-round picks. Now, remember what they did for Trey Lance, the Niners, and some of these other guys. I don't think that's that big of a deal. You give up your second pick to the Bears. So the Bears go from 1 to 2. The Bears have the second pick and the 9th. Now, the Bears need a quarterback. Now, remember, they could keep Justin Fields. If they keep Justin Fields, then the Bears could get 3 first-round picks from Washington. Then they move to 2. Then they can trade that second pick to the Raiders for 3 first-round picks, and they'd have 6 first-round picks in the next couple of years and the 9th pick overall. You understand what the Bears are thinking now? They could go for the long-term approach and get all these picks if they want to keep Justin Fields. But reports are they want Caleb Williams. So now the Commanders and the Bears are on. Now it's good. Now they're all there at the combine. They see the guys. All the media's worked up in a lather. Everybody's Oprah. I want a quarterback. I want a quarterback. Now it's getting good. Now I can do a show, finally. Hallelujah! I can get to the draft. I couldn't get through this week. It was too tough. I tried LeBron. The door slammed on my face. I tried everything. No, people wanted to talk about young men in shorts all week. Now you got me to Friday? All right? I'm good. I can get it from you. I couldn't get here from Monday to Friday, man. It was hard. I had to lean on Q and Vinny and all the guests. But now you got me to Friday. Now I'm good. Now it comes back, and how do we get the quarterback? So let's start with Jaden Daniels here. First off, he was asked, and look, he's going on a lot of platforms talking about his relationship with Antonio Pierce and how far back it goes.
It was great. Just obviously going in there, I already knew Coach Antonio Pierce, but just overall meeting the whole staff, meeting everybody, it was great energy. Be able to sit down and talk ball.
That was from Vic Taffer Productions. Vic was right up close there, so we want to give him credit for that. Then Josina Anderson, on CBS HQ. She sat down with Jaden Daniels on the situation here about what about AP and the Raider Nation.
Because you had a, you know, your relationship with Antonio Pierce, yeah. Obviously back to your days at Arizona State as your recruiting coordinator. Now, the thing that's probably interesting, too, is the teams that potentially could come up for you.
Right.
What do you think is the potential that AP, you know, he's talked about how much he knows you, could potentially come up for you?
Man, we're going to see. We are going to see. You know, AP is a great guy. He's the right guy for the job. And if he did and I hear my name call and I on draft day I hear my phone call ring and it's AP, you know, I don't know what I'll do. So we'll see. But right now, you know, I'm just blessed. I'm taking it day by day. I'll let everybody handle that. You know, that's what they're for. You know, I'm focused on being the best player, the best version of myself.
All right, so that's interesting. It's all about AP. I call him Coach. It's about him and Jaden Daniels. So what's the topic of today? Because we got a NASCAR guest in the second hour. What's the topic for today? I want to test the temperature of Raider Nation. Raider fans, how do you feel that everybody knows we want Jaden Daniels? 702-365-9200. That's the topic. How do you feel that everyone knows we want Jaden Daniels and Tom Telesco might not want him? Might not want him, might not take him. I think he would if it made sense. Maybe it makes sense trading. I don't know what they're going to do. I have no plan. I'm just a guy behind the microphone. But for you, the men and women of Raider Nation, you're sharp. You're smart. You deserve more credit than the Bronco fans give you and the Jet fans give you. You're sharp. You're smart. How do you feel that everybody at the party knows who we want to dance with? How do you feel about that? I'm good with it. I'm good with it because I'm pro Raiders and I'm pro the coach. And the coach is very outgoing and likes players and he's going to tell you. But as Raider fans, do you want to be more stealth? Do you want to be more quiet? Of course not, because you don't matter in that decision. Neither do I. All that matters is Mark Davis, Tom Telesco, and Antonio Pierce. They're going to make the decision without us, but we got to do a talk show. So I think it's a good topic. How do you feel in the Raider Nation about exactly knowing, you know, The Bachelor? I always tell this story that my wife watches The Bachelor. One of my best friends, a guy, watches The Bachelor. I can't believe it. But, you know, they give out the rose, Bobby. That's The Bachelor is based on giving out a rose. And how do you feel, everybody, that we know who's getting the rose? We all know who's getting the rose, but we got to find a way for the person who's getting the rose to be available. Not in the opening scene of The Bachelor when they all fall down on their heels coming out of the limos and they're all in costumes and they're all drunk after the limo ride. I'm talking about the final rose ceremony. The last rose ceremony. You want Jaden Daniels at the rose ceremony, man. And you want Jaden Daniels to get that rose. How do you know he's going to be there? And how do you feel that everybody knows we want him? I think it's a great topic because it triggers Raider fans, man. Like, there's a few topics now that I could throw out that could really get Raider Nation going, man. Russell Wilson's at the top of that list. I love the Russell Wilson topic. I tweeted out today, they did a roundtable on Mike Greenberg's show, Get Up. I just get up sometimes. People, my wife always says, another great, great trait of my wife, she always walks by the couch and says, "You're the only one who watches this." And I go, yeah, and I'm the only one in the house who's a sports talk host. As I look around, I don't see other ones. I go, I got to watch something to see the topics in the morning. And this morning, as I was looking at the topics, and they were sitting there, and they were talking about LeBron. When they got around to Jaden Daniels maybe going number two, I turned it up. I said, whoa, this is a good topic. And everybody was talking about the Patriots at number three. If Jaden Daniels falls to number three, oh, the Patriots going to take them because everybody's getting the Patriots all worked up that if they pass on Jaden Daniels, they might be passing on the number two pick who falls to number three. So this is good stuff. And we got about a month to bang the drum on this and figure out what's going to happen. Gilbert Manzano, we're going to call him now. Or he's going to call us. He's with Sports Illustrated. He was at the podium today with all of these guys, and I want to hear what he has to say. And I want to know what you think about being stealth and quiet. That's one of the things. I've only interviewed Tom Telesco once, but I think he's perfect with Antonio Pierce because Antonio Pierce is excited in a great way, And Tom Telesco seems very guarded and a guy who's just going to put his head down and try to get a deal done. Gilbert Manzano, great friend of the show. What a job and career he's had, from boxing, Southern California, covering the Raiders, the Chargers, now at the famed Sports Illustrated. Gilbert, thanks for the time. I'll be quick. I know you got a flight coming up here in a bit. I loved your tweet about Caleb Williams, that first question from that knucklehead who said, "Are you afraid to compete?" What was that like being in that scrum?
Yeah, that was an awkward start for sure, JT, to the Caleb Williams combine, you know, press conference. And I'll give you, I guess, my thoughts on it. You know, it was a poorly timed question. It was a poorly phrased question. And, you know, I get the people who are defending it. Maybe it's a fair question, but you got to ask it better. It felt very personal, like an attack. You know, that's why interviewing requires skills and experienced journalists. And you know, I'm not trying to knock the reporter or whoever asked it, but it's like, I think the timing and delivery was a little off. But, yeah, you could ask Caleb Williams, hey, why aren't you competing? You know, you want to be the top pick in the draft? That's a fair question. Hey, you don't want to compete with, you know, I know Drake May and Jaden Daniels are not going to, you know, throw, but, like, you know, you can make the case he was maybe the third best quarterback in college football, so I get the question, but the phrasing and the timing, you know, the guy's just, you know, trying to tell people, hey, good morning, how's everybody doing? A big smile on his face. And then you get this question out of the gate.
Whoever that was, as I tweeted out, should have had his credential ripped off his neck and escorted to the exits there. It was so disrespectful to a young man who is having his first podium session ever at the Combine. Another tweet of yours was about the Commanders at number two because he's from that region. A lot of people are speculating about where he wants to play. He's going to play wherever he's drafted. Chicago has that luxury, but it sure makes sense if the Commanders traded up from number two to number one to go get him.
Yeah, I guess the tricky part is, like, you know, what would you give up to go up from one to two? And then if you are the Bears, it's pretty enticing, right, JT? Like, you know, you don't have to commit to Justin Fields, but you could get a boatload of picks, trade Justin Fields, and then just move down one spot. You can still get Jaden Daniels or Drake May. So I think it really depends on the scouting, you know, department for the Bears. Like, do you really feel like Caleb Williams is going to be this, you know, all-time talent? And, you know that term generational talent is, you know, thrown out there very loosely nowadays. And they always try to make the comparisons to Andrew Luck, a can't-miss prospect. So from the Bears side, you got to think about it. But then for the Commanders in D.C., I think whatever it takes, maybe I shouldn't say whatever it takes, but you should really, really get aggressive, because for so many years now, JT, as you know, Washington, the DMV area, has not had a franchise quarterback, and we all remember the Joe Gibbs, you know, days where they went to the Super Bowl, won three Super Bowls. It's been a very long time. I think I checked, or I heard not too long ago, that the Commanders and the Cowboys haven't played an NFC title game in this century, like the only two teams in the NFC. So that tells you they really got to get aggressive. And if you want to, you know, sell tickets too, they have a lot of issues there. You're moving on from Dan Snyder. Go get the hometown kid who won a Heisman Trophy and, you know, consider a quarterback who's being compared to Aaron Rodgers. I say it's worth it. It's a little risky, but you really got to also trust your scouting department here in Washington. Is Caleb Williams that much better than Drake May and Jaden Daniels?
Gilbert Manzano's our guest. A little Raider content here. Everybody knows the Raiders are really interested in Jaden. What do you think when you look at Jaden Daniels, the connection to Antonio Pierce, and how the Raiders could get there from number 13 to number 2 or 3?
Yeah, it's going to be tough for them to trade up. But again, similar to, you know, the Commanders, maybe not to that extent, but you also need a franchise quarterback. It's been a while there for them. And you know better than anybody else, JT, you know, the issue there of getting a long-term quarterback. Obviously, they have Derek Carr. But I always felt like Derek Carr is kind of like, you know what, he's a good quarterback, but he's not that great elite quarterback. So, you know, so it has been a minute for them, and I should have knocked Derek Carr like that. But, you know, when it comes to top five quarterbacks, it's been a minute for the Raiders. So it will be tough if they want to get Jaden Daniels, and obviously, you know, the connection from Antonio Pierce and Arizona State days there. So it could be very enticing. And just, it's a great story, too. Like, he really shot up this year in college football, you know, being a transfer from Arizona State to LSU, winning the Heisman Trophy. Like I mentioned, you know, playing better than Caleb Williams and Drake May. He really shot up, and there's talk now that he might be number two behind Caleb Williams, or even number one. Some people are actually very split on the top three here. And, you know, when it comes to being a dual threat quarterback and being accurate down the field, like Lamar Jackson, like Jaden Daniels fits that profile. Yeah, maybe he needs to add a little bit of, you know, weight to his frame, but he seems like a guy who's really, you know, beloved by teams in the NFL. So you know, if you're willing to give up a couple of first-round picks in the future, if you're the Raiders, to go get them. But then again, when you have the Commanders and the Patriots and the Bears also looking for quarterbacks, it could be tough. But the Bears could listen because, you know, they have Justin Fields. Maybe there'd be something there to go to number one.
Last one, Gilbert. I'm fascinated here in Vegas on Russell Wilson. I think he's one of the greats of the last 20 years. He's not injured. He's on the back end of his prime. He played better than he's getting credit for last year. I think Sean Payton did him dirty and made it tougher for him to even win that locker room over or not. I think he deserves a second chance. I'm not saying it's going to be in Vegas, but if it's good enough for Pittsburgh, why wouldn't it be good enough for Vegas and the rest of the league? What did you hear on the ground in Indianapolis about the future of Russell Wilson and that $39 million guaranteed either way from Denver?
Yeah, you know, it's tough to kind of gauge the Russell Wilson scenario because he did play better last year. But the weird thing with Sean Payton, it was more like they had the training wheels on him, which is, you know, this guy won a Super Bowl. You know, it was a very safe offense. It was more like, don't mess it up, and we'll let you kind of do this and that. But then he won five games in a row, and Sean Payton, we all know about the reports where he was saying, you know what, we don't want you to be the starter anymore, and we're going to play this out, and then won five games in a row. So he has something there, and, you know, it's tough to gauge where is Russell Wilson. Is he closer to the Seattle days, or is he going to be a guy that, you know, it's okay to be a game manager. And he kind of started out that way, you know, playing off the Legion of Boom. You know, he's still accurate down the field. He had those red zone throws to Cortland Sutton, so... You know, it depends. If you're obviously, it won't cost them much or cost much for the team to get him because he's getting a lot of money from Denver and they're going to eat that dead money there. So, hey, if you're the Raiders and you're at 13 and you can't get one of these quarterbacks, and maybe you don't like Bo Nix or you don't like Michael Penix Jr. and you say, you know what, I'm okay with Russell Wilson and Aiden O'Connell battling in training camp. You never know; it's better than nothing. You know, in terms of that scenario, and you want to keep building the defense, you want to keep building the offense. You know, it's not a bad route, and I get it. You know, you want to have the elite quarterbacks, but not everybody could get Patrick Mahomes. It's tough to get those top five quarterbacks. So you got to find alternatives. You got to find a different route. You can't just settle and just say, hey, you know, we'll just take whoever and we'll make it work. And I know that it kind of was a plan last year with Jimmy Garoppolo, and it just didn't work out in their favor. But if you feel confident in Russell Wilson's tape and you see, hey, you know, Sean Payton did something here but didn't use him well enough to, you know, really extend his play style, then maybe you take a chance. But I like what AP has done. Obviously, I know Tom Telesco from his Chargers days. They definitely like to have a balanced attack. So if you pair him, you know, Josh Jacobs, if they re-sign him, and just say, well, so Wilson, keep being the accurate downfield throw that you were in Seattle. We'll make it work with a balanced attack. Maybe it's worth a try there.
Continued success. Safe travels getting back. And we'll talk to you again. Always appreciate your insight.
Thank you, JT. Always appreciate the support and love. Thank you.
You got it. Gilbert Manzano, Sports Illustrated. He was at the quarterback podiums, and he's there. He's got good information. Everybody who covers the NFL has got to sharpen their skill set for this quarterback debate. It's going to get good. I just experienced the grand opening of Juniors at Resorts World Las Vegas. Juniors is renowned. It's a New York restaurant that is now expanding. It's at Resorts World, widely recognized as having the world's most fabulous cheesecake. Come in and enjoy their full-service breakfast, lunch, dinner, and late-night menu and bar. Juniors provides breakfast classics, giant omelets, lox, eggs, onions, lunch and dinner options like its steak burgers. They have sky-high deli sandwiches. I couldn't believe the size of it. And chef specialties, Juniors' famous homemade cheesecakes come in two dozen flavors, from the original New York plain to the ever-popular strawberry, chocolate mousse, red velvet, to the new favorites such as pumpkin, key lime, and Oreo. The JT the Brick Show is proud partners of Juniors at Resorts World Las Vegas. I said, the best vanilla shake I've ever had. It was that good. Knock you down. Go to Resorts World and check out what they're doing at Juniors. Good start to the show. The main topic the rest of the way as we continue on here is simple. How do you feel about everyone knowing we want Jaden Daniels, or is that a bluff? Might be a bluff. We might not be able to get him. It might be good to bluff. And then maybe someone drops like J.J. McCarthy. I don't know, but you know. You're the Raider Nation. So what do you want to do about this? The Rose Ceremony. Should we even bother talking to Jaden Daniels at the Rose Ceremony because we're not going to get him? Or kind of figure it out? What a question in modern Raider Las Vegas history. We could get a franchise quarterback. What do we got to give up? Don't know. I'm not Tom Telesco, but in Tom we trust.
I would hope whoever we draft, that's the route we go. If that's who the starter becomes, you know. And if it, again, I'll go back if it's Aiden or if it's somebody we draft or we bring in. You don't want to put a Band-Aid at that position. That's old, man. That's old. I think the Raiders, we've seen that enough in this organization. And I know we had Derek Carr here for a bunch of years, but, you know, before him and after him, it's been a bunch of one-stop guys.
It's Antonio Pierce from the Combine. He is exactly right. Derek Carr was not a Band-Aid. He didn't infer that, but the guys who have come in and played 1 year, you go down the list, I covered them all for the last 25 years. I mean, I was there for all of it. I can't tell you how tough it was in the Donald Hollis era, the Andrew Walter era. I was there for that. After Gannon, after what happened to Gannon, it was pretty much it. You know, Gannon went down and the team's been trying. Then Derek Carr, very good quarterback. Very good quarterback, Derek Carr. Should have been able to win playoff games with Derek Carr. But there were some issues around that, mostly personnel issues. But if we can get a franchise quarterback to compete with Aiden O'Connell, it's got to be a tough time being Aiden O'Connell now. I really mean that. I mean, I like Aiden a lot. I see him in the building. He's at the food line. He gets his food. He sits down, and he's studying. He's a great guy. Married already. You know, clearly a leader in the locker room, Antonio Pierce. As I've said many times, who helped keep Antonio Pierce from the interim to the head coach? Who? Max Crosby, Devontae, of course. Aiden O'Connell. If Aiden O'Connell goes 3-6 down the stretch, I don't think Antonio Pierce is here. Yeah, I think he would have had a great cause to sit down with Mark Davis and say, look, I didn't have a quarterback, and I had the team fighting to win every game. Please look at me. But, you know, Mark looked at him. He had a winning record. Team beat Kansas City. He was the leader. He didn't throw touch. Aiden that day didn't complete a pass after the first quarter, but he won the game. And that's on his resume. So it's not a problem to tell Aiden O'Connell, Aiden, man, you're here. You're not going anywhere. Your salary cap protected. You're going to start or be the backup. But if we bring in the franchise quarterback this time around and park him, and Aiden's competing against him every day, and then what happens if we watch the preseason and Aiden now plays the rookie superstar? And start Aiden for 5 games. I don't care. I know we got the guy here for 10 years. If we get him in the first 3 or 4 picks, we're good with that. And if you got to bring in Kirk Cousins because, Jaden Daniels isn't available. Oh, no, there's no Caleb Williams. Oh, J.J. McCarthy, they jumped in front of us. Denver took J.J. McCarthy. Then just go get Kirk Cousins, and we'll go win, and we'll go right to the playoffs. We'll go right to the playoffs with Russell Wilson or Kirk Cousins. I had to get that on record on Friday so the Clippers, the people who clip my show and put it out on other platforms and clip me, I want to give them some clip. You get Russell Wilson in here at the veteran minimum or Kirk Cousins, we walk into the playoffs. We walk in the door, in the front door, not the back door of the playoffs. Someone had to say it. I said it. We can't win with Kirk Cousins? Can't win with Russell Wilson? What have you been doing the last 10 years? You've been watching football? You got DirecTV? You got Red Zone like I do? You got Baker Mayfield, Cousins, or Russell Wilson. You walk out the tunnel with Devontae and Max and Josh. Those four, you're in the playoffs. Oh, I was about to say guaranteed. I didn't. Oh, I was close, Bobby. I was right there. So, yes, I'm not all over the place, all over the ice. I'm not clickbait, dude. I'm telling you for a fact. Jaden Daniels, Kirk Cousins, Russell Wilson, Baker Mayfield, we're sitting in the playoffs week one. You want to try something else? Hopefully I'm here for it for a long time, and I'll get behind that guy. I'll go pick up Bo Nix at the airport if he's our quarterback. All right? Everybody's so confused with the garbage clickbait from the combine. Guys asking questions, are pigeons for real? Are pigeons for real? Is it flat earth questions? You see that? God, it's not hard to know you need a quarterback. Aiden O'Connell is very good. We need a game changer. We got Mahomes in our nightclubs. We have Mahomes in our steakhouses. We have Mahomes in our airport with his private jet. I'm done. I'm done with that. We need to take control of the situation. Are you with me? 702-365-9200 as we get rolling here. Oh, I know, Bobby. I know. It'll take me 2 seconds on this. Raider 27, Salt Lake.
Hey, JT, I'm with you. It's time to send my homie home. I kind of wish they hadn't have advertised so much that they wanted Jaden Daniel, that he's like their pick, because to go up and get him, it's even going to cost more now because everybody knows that we want him. You know, and I tell you what, I don't mind if they go up, but boy, everybody better be ready for that 3 years without a first or second round pick. That's going to be hard. And by the way, I'm sitting here watching the defensive backs run.
Mm-hmm.
They just a guy just ran a 4.29.
Yep.
They've had 2 4.2s, and there's like, I don't know, 4.4 sounds slow. A lot of 4.3s and fast defensive backs this year.
Yeah, and I already appreciate the call. I just retweeted the one, and listen, there are some really fast. Field Yates just said Toledo cornerback Quinyon Mitchell with a 4.33 on his first 40 try flying. Yeah, these cornerbacks are really fast. Didn't everybody tell me last year Jakorian Bennett was the fast guy? Didn't we draft one guy last year in Jakorian Bennett who started for us, and wasn't he our fast guy last year? Do you want another 4.3 guy? Or do you want a defensive tackle? What do you want? A speed corner. From everything that I'm listening to and following, it seems to me that you can get a corner or a wide receiver that's really good in the second and third round. I think you can. You can't get a quarterback. Stop with this third, fourth round quarterback. There's been some legends, Tom Brady in the sixth round, Russell Wilson in the third round, Joe Montana in the third round. But I don't think Michael Penix Jr. and Bo Nix are going to drop to the third round. I think the run on these quarterbacks are going so fast and so high and so quickly. It just absolutely blows me away. Unbelievable. It blows me away how quickly people panic and want to dive up and get a quarterback. It's not a panic to go get Jaden Daniels. If they agree to go up and get him for a lot of picks, not wrong with that. That means he's your guy. That means he's your guy for the next decade, and I want to see that happen here sooner or later. Kelvin in San Francisco, California, is gone. James in Rhode Island, if he's there, he's up next. James, go ahead on the mobile app.
Yeah. What's up, JT?
Hey, James.
I was just thinking, Drake May gets compared to Justin Herbert a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, do you think Tom Telesco would have any pushback with AP on, the Jaden Daniels versus Drake May if you do end up trading up with the Patriots, on who they end up wanting to take?
I would never on the flagship of the Raiders tell two of my bosses that I think they'll have a war over a pick. I think you can understand that. I don't think that Tom and Antonio Pierce are going to butt heads, and if they do, I won't hear about it. It'll be in the war room. But I would assume that one guy could like a quarterback over another. If Tom Telesco likes Drake May more than Jaden Daniels, yeah, that'll be a discussion here. But they'd come together on it with Mark Davis on consensus and make the right pick. But I'm sensing Drake May's might drop from 2 to 3. I don't see Drake May drop. The Giants are at 6, and they want to get out of Daniel Jones. So I think both those quarterbacks are going to go really quickly, and the Raiders are going to have to give up 2 first-round picks to get either one of them.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like Washington isn't going to move, or they're going to move up, but they're going to take probably Caleb or Jaden. And Drake May might be the one if you end up having to go with the Pats pick. I just wonder if they would be okay with Drake May in the end.
No one knows.
They end up,
I'm just answering the question, honestly, James. I mean, no one's going to tell you who Tom Telesco is going to be more comfortable with. We have zero idea. No idea. No idea. I mean, that is stealth stuff from Tom Telesco. We're not going to know that at all. But I would be good if you told me that this year and the next month we're going to be sitting here with either Drake May, Caleb Williams, or Jaden Daniels. We're golden. Just get ready not to have a first-round draft picks for a couple of years. I'm good with that. I sat through these first-round draft picks the last couple of years. I sat through Damon Arnett. I sat through Jonathan Abram. I sat through, guys like Clee Farrell. Come on. I was there in Napa for Jamarcus Russell, who was a great pick at the time. 10 teams, not two, 10 teams wanted him at number one. And all those 10 teams would have taken him at number two. And then you talk about number three, Jamarcus Russell would have went number three if he didn't go one and two. Same with Ryan Leaf. I've been doing this long enough. I was there for the Ryan Leaf draft. He went second to Peyton Manning. A lot of people had him one. And at that time, if you took him number one, not a lot of people would have sat there and said, bad pick. You don't know who it's going to turn out. But the Raiders have some options, man. They have some options. Hey, you know, Grimaldi's, hands down, my favorite pizza in Vegas. If you haven't tried it yet, you need to try their famous Brooklyn Bridge pizza. Only at Grimaldi's. You can get the New York-style cold-fired brick oven pizza. Now available in slices. Weekdays for lunch. Hallelujah! Slices, just like New York. Bundle a giant slice with a salad and a drink for only $9.99. Summerlin and Boca Park in my hood. On the Strip, the Grand Canal Shops. Southwest Las Vegas on South Rainbow. And Green Valley on Eastern Avenue. Open or dine in or the carryout is what I like to do. Order at Grimaldi's Pizzeria. .com. When we come back, more the hysteria of the quarterbacks. And Oprah, you get a quarterback. You get a quarterback. Who's the quarterback you want? And if Jaden Daniels knows that we want him so bad, what can he do to help? Well, there's really not much. Really not much. Back in the old days, guys would get in trouble and their stock would drop. But this kid's not going to get in trouble. He's a good kid. We want all these young athletes to do well in the pros. We're rooting for all of them. All of them. They all dream to become football players, and they're about to.
Rebound is in the slot. Stevenson, he's off to the races. Stevenson behind the defense, straight down the middle. Backhand, forehand, he scores! Shorthanded goal, ties it up. Chandler Stevenson. 5 minutes into the third period.
That's something. I mean, they came back in the third period in front of the Southeast of Boston when they could have got blown out down 3-0. JT, back with you as we continue on. And, wow, exciting. This was a good week again. Congratulations to Q and Vinny and everybody from the Raiders who were there to be a part of the Combine and provide us content that we were able to use all week long. We appreciate that. A lot more to get to here. Final hour of the show coming up next. Kelvin's back from San Francisco. We disconnected. Go ahead, Kel. What do you got?
Hey, JT. Thanks for the call. Yep. Hey, I'm really on board with Russell Wilson. It's really grown on me. And here's why. If we get him for the minimum, that is. The guy's won a Super Bowl, first of all. Second of all, you always see on Twitter people talking about his character won't fit. I think that's total BS. Nobody knows about Russell Wilson or who he is. He can buy in and he can change. The Raiders are an organization where people come and start their career back over. The Rich Gannons, etc. Third, and the biggie, or also it'll free up a ton of cap space so we can go out and get some add to our defense. But the biggie for me is that we can now take the best available player at 13. With Russell Wilson, imagine if we can go out and get a stud left tackle. It'll be our or right tackle, that is, that can, you know, hold the side down for 10 years, or a stud defensive tackle. So that thought has really grown on me. I think Baker Mayfield re-signs with Tampa. So that would be my first priority. Second, I kind of have to disagree with you that it's going to be two first-round picks to get up to number three. I mean, the Niners traded three first-round picks, if I'm not mistaken, to get up to three for Trey Lance. I would think in this historic quarterback draft class, you would think it would take minimum three first-round picks to get up to that second or third spot. Lastly, I'm a little worried that the Broncos are going to move up to three. Mm-hmm. So do you think that should basically up, I guess you could say, up the ante for us?
Well, what are the Broncos going to move up with after they gave up their picks and everything for Russell Wilson? What am I missing here? I mean, they got the first this year. They gave up a lot and a lot of money for Russell Wilson. I don't know if Sean Payton is going to be able to just sit there and fire flamethrowers and give up all these picks to move up. But I would agree. I wouldn't doubt if Sean Payton moves up a bit. I mean, he's at 12. He's already ahead of the Raiders, and he moves up to 10 or 11 to get J.J. McCarthy. The thing I'm thinking about is J.J. McCarthy. Similar to Drew Brees, that type player for Sean Payton. That's the only thing I'd be concerned about if the Raiders wanted J.J. McCarthy.
I think J.J. McCarthy is a stud. The only thing that concerns me about the J.J. McCarthys or the Bo Nix or the Fenix is they're not going to be day one starters. We're going to have to – I don't know if the best route for the Raiders right now is sitting a quarterback for half a season or a season. I feel like we're building this team to for win now mode. I did have a question that popped up in my mind. Do you think it's a possibility – I mean, it's a risk. A little bit of me was hoping in some of these interviews.
Yeah.
What if a guy like Jaden Daniels came out and said, hey, I want to play for the Raiders with that connection? Would that
that
maybe move the needle, or is that not a possibility?
No, not at all. Thanks for the call. That's everybody wants to play for the Raiders when you ask him. I mean, we all know he wants to play for the Raiders. Everybody knows. Everybody knows he wants to play for the Raiders, and the Raiders want him. The price is going to be the price. It's like stepping up and buying a luxury car or a home. You know what it is? Just pay the price and move on. That's what I think about Jaden Daniels. Whatever it costs, if Antonio Pierce and Tom Telesco agree on it and they convince Mark Davis that it's smart for the organization, they'll go pay whatever price it is. It's that important. Reggie in North Las Vegas, the TV star of the Coors Light commercials. What's going on, buddy?
JT, I miss you, man. What I'm going to tell you is this. The only reason I'm not calling you every day like I want to, I really don't even get to listen anymore. I'm working for the nonprofit. So I get back and on the radio right around 2:30.
Yeah, but you can listen to the podcast at lvsportsnetwork.com and listen on your handheld device.
Listen. Now, I can sneak and do that kind of stuff, but I work in a nonprofit environment where – all of our stuff, it's like all of us are in the one location, and we're always finding out what veteran is going through these different things, and we serve the veteran. So that's the only reason I haven't been calling you in. But believe me, when I could hear, I do listen. I just don't get the call.
It's okay, buddy. Not everybody can call. I was the greatest caller back in the day. I don't call anymore.
Yes,
you can call. You can call whatever you want. We might even do a – I don't want Bobby to do added work, but we might be able to do a voicemail feature, which I think most people would just troll at me.
I got you. Yeah, just call in and rant and rave, and then you pick the ones you like to hear. But, yeah, you definitely was the top caller, and that's when I started following you. Was back when you were calling in and I was in the Bay Area. But real quick, you said it on the end of that last call. You've been saying it. I've been saying it. It's just like the show, The Price is Right.
Mm-hmm.
You can pick box one or curtain number three. Ain't nobody going to know what it is. You got to pick your guy and just go with it. And I'm the guy that back in 2018, I was jumping up at the TV wishing that we would draft Lamar Jackson, even if we had to sit him. Because at the time, I still felt like we needed to have a quarterback.
Hey, so we could have. Hey, remember, we could have went after Lamar Jackson in free agency.
Yes, sir. So I don't get it. So if you need to get a QB, which we do, go get him. And again, the draft picks, whatever it is, we haven't done anything with them in the first place. Where's our number one picks? Where's our first round pick?
Yeah, but this is Tom Telesco, and I appreciate it, Reggie. Good to hear from you, brother. You find the show whenever you want, and come on out to our live events. That's when I really need you, man. We do these remotes. I like to have some people show up. We've been very fortunate. We have one coming up at La Casa Cigars. Mike and Sandy are hosting us. Yeah, we got another remote. I'll tell you about the day coming up along with Remy Martin. Hopefully the black hole, La Casa Cigars. I'm going to have a cigar tonight. Voice is not bad on a Friday, Bobby. Ooh, that Monday after Super Bowl, after Mark Davis threw the super concert. Ooh, that was a rough one. But thanks, Reggie. Appreciate you checking in. The price is simple to me. I know what first-round quarterbacks cost. We all do. It's three first-round picks or two. I think Caleb's worth three. The other guys are worth two. Not a problem. And let's give Tom Telesco more credit because Tom Telesco hasn't made a pick yet. Dave Ziegler came in and his first pick, and when he started picking, he did Devontae Adams. He did the deal. We didn't have a first and second round pick. Trivia question. Who was Dave Ziegler's first pick? Dylan Parham. He's playing now. He's a starter in the league. He's a good player. I'm good with him starting again. I'm good with Andre James. A lot of people want a new center. I like Andre James. He's proven himself around here. He's tough. I think the Raiders at right guard and at right tackle can get significantly better players. Not that the players that are here aren't good. They're fine. But Pro Bowlers and great players here. We don't know what's going to happen with Josh Jacobs. We're assuming they're going to negotiate. And Josh is going to really look at the Raiders first and look at the number. And if the number's there, they'll get that deal done. They'll have a two-headed monster with Zeus. Someone asked me the other day over a beverage, well, what happens if Zamir White comes back again and Josh doesn't want to come off the field? I'm not the coach, but I think Zamir White should get more touches, not more than Josh Jacobs. Could that factor into Josh's contract? Absolutely. And I got a good announcement coming up next hour with Max Crosby. I can't wait to tell you about that. I'll tease ahead, Bobby. The consultants want you to tease ahead. They have big summits in New York City on talent. They don't tell you how radio's going bankrupt in some markets and how stations are going out, but they tell you how to tweet and tease. And everybody gets a free buffet for that. All right, another hour coming up here, and then a good weekend. I hope you come out to the rugby tomorrow. These guys that I sat down with last night and stood up with and got the crowd going, great athletes and young men. Australian rugby, the National Rugby League, is in town. They got two games on Saturday. A lot of Aussies in town. It's going to be a party. Can't wait for that, and I'll be there Sunday at NASCAR. I'm going to put some miles on the car this weekend, man, heading out to the track. Looking forward to that. Final hour of the week coming up next, brought to you by Modelo and the fighting spirit of Modelo.